There's nothing I need to disclose on this one. What our study is, and I want to, it's not on the PowerPoint slide, but I want to make a note of it, is we do call our station navigators. And one of the unique points about this study was that we did not hire our navigators, which in effect was cost effective for us in certain areas, and we subcontracted with our community hospitals. So the hospitals were screened participants or lay community workers who were interested in coming through the patient navigator, being certified as a navigator. So they had all access to all hospital records. They could go into, if a patient walked in at any given point, they could automatically pull up her EMR, they could pull up all her tests, they could pull up what stage of cancer, if it was diagnosed, they could pull up what the hospital was doing to intervene with patient care, if anything. The three hospitals were at three different stages of capacity. One hospital would see 6,000 women in mammography a year, another one maybe 3,000, and our third hospital, which was the MUA, did everything manual and maybe saw 15 women a week given. So all hospitals vary. I have nothing to disclose. go back. Can I go back here? Okay. Am I going back? What am I doing? I am technically challenged. Oh, you know what? There you go. Okay. So what we're going to look at in this particular study is a timely follow-up of abnormal breast cancer, diagnostic test results that can lead to earlier diagnosis and better outcomes. Many factors influence timely diagnostic resolution, individual and neighborhood socioeconomic characteristics, which we did capture, access to quality care, and other scheduling barriers, as I said, we did capture, healthcare distrust, lack of knowledge, fear, and dissatisfaction. I click once. Patient satisfaction has shown to be associated with adherence to subsequent recommended care. Studies have shown that. Women with low levels of patient satisfaction with follow-up care after an abnormal mammogram may be less likely to obtain mammograms in the future. Racial and ethnic minorities have been shown to have lower satisfaction with care, which may contribute to underutilization of care and poorer health outcomes. Also shown in studies. Background distrust. Medical distrust may affect how racial and ethnic minority women seek health care. Experience of racial discrimination, self and historical in medical settings. Subsequently, women have greater level of distrust, which is associated with underutilization of care. Women with higher medical mistrust may therefore be less likely to have timely follow-up after an abnormal mammogram. In our background, were neighborhood effects. Remember, we did medically underserved areas in Chicago. More disadvantaged neighborhoods may have a greater level of generalized distrust. Perceived and shared experiences of discrimination. So we had women who, in one hospital, were majorly African-American with some other racial ethnicities mixed in. We had one hospital that was most of the women were African American, and we had one hospital that had African American, Latinas, and a lot of Caucasian, mainly Polish, Slavic areas. It was quite a mix. The majority of research concerning social, economic, and political disadvantage, social exclusion, as I just mentioned, and segregation. Chicago is a very segregated city, very segregated. There are community pots within two block ranges that you cannot walk into a community. As you know, it's one of the cities that people label the highest crime rate in America, my city. Majority of research concerning medical mistrust has not examined the role of community-level characteristics, the association between general neighborhood-level distrust and medical distrust. Too distinct. Patient navigators can bridge underserved women and the healthcare system and improve follow-up care by improving patient satisfaction and mitigating medical distrust. We trained our navigators, something that I want to say here, for 10 days. We had 2 weeks of training. One of the trainings, which was key to us, was community exit mapping. They would have to go in their hospital in the medically underserved areas and physically get in their car and go to all the neighborhood stops to see what were the resources, where was the Medicaid office, where was their food pantry, where was the nearest clinic that gave free mammograms, and they would make a resource directory. So this is how they were able to mitigate resources when their patients came in who were of the community. The goal of this study is to examine the effectiveness of patient navigators in improving follow-up of abnormal mammogram and examine underlying individual and community-level characteristics associated with medical distrust and dissatisfaction among women who received breast cancer screening and diagnostic tests. The methods. We looked at data. We captured a lot of data. As Yami knows. For this particular study, we looked at 1,864 African-American women who received mammograms from a community hospital and were navigated. The navigated group versus active control. The active controls were, they received standard of care, no intervening navigation, but the navigator did call them once or twice to just collect a survey. Not ask questions, did you receive, you know, did you follow up with your appointment, did you see the doctor, just survey. So there was no intervention of offering resources or do you need help with your appointment, no navigation at all, just being surveyed. In the passive control groups, all mammogram cases were from the EMRs. So passive controls. So we had data that each hospital under the subcontract were to give us EMR data. We had like 11,000 EMRs, close to them. Out of those, when separated with and compared to with the patients who were navigated, taking that out and taking out all the active controls, then we were left with the passive controls. Patients who at no point made any contact with our navigators. Research questions that we looked at. The length of time to follow up in a mammogram. Average days between initial appointment with abnormal results and the subsequent follow-up tests. Patient navigated versus, as I said, active controls. In this point, when we looked at African-American women, 208 active controls. Passive controls in number were 3,197. The purpose of the study and the goals are to examine the effectiveness of patient navigation in improving follow-up of abnormal mammogram and to examine the underlying individual and community-level characteristics associated with medical distrust and dissatisfaction among women who received breast cancer screening and diagnostic tests. Our surveys were, we had 7 surveys collected, quite a bit of data. One of the surveys was distrust and satisfaction, which is what we looked at for this particular study. Am I going back? Did I lose you again? No. I know. I keep going that way. Here we are. Okay. Our intake, or what we called our demographic survey, and our follow-up survey. So we did screeners, and we did women with abnormal diagnostic testing. They could have come in at first glance just as a screener, or they could have come in at a, as a first glance as a diagnostic. We did not follow up. We did ask that you have a mammogram if they were diagnostic, but we did not follow up with their mammograms. If you came in at that diagnostic point, we surveyed you at that point. If you had abnormal at that diagnostic, then we had further surveys to administer. Individual level variables, social demographics, previous experiences with care. Did your family have cancer? Did you have anybody in your family have cancer? Were you ever a caregiver? Did you ever have a caregiver? That type of questions. Distrust was a 10-item healthcare system distrust scale. Cronbach's, there you go. I'm not a statistician. We have one back there. Satisfaction, 28-item patient satisfaction with cancer-related care. Cronbach's, thank you. 94% of addresses were geocoded, so we had our research staff geocode all the EMRs, all the women who were navigated, and as well as the active controls. 94% of addresses, oh, I said that, census tract level information was retrieved. We looked at the percent of poverty, percent of blacks, median income. For this particular study, I said there were other racial groups within the study. Medically underserved areas, or MUAs, the status, we looked at the MUAs. We looked at the poverty within the MUAs. We looked at what was outside of the MUA or the hospitals. We had one hospital that was a designated MUA, one was eligible but that designated, and one that had never applied for an MUA but was eligible to apply. And the affluent non-MUA. The analysis. Descriptive statistics. Demographic characteristics of the sample. Descriptives of medical distress and satisfaction and time follow-up. Hierarchical linear models using individual and community level variables. Individual level variables were, so the patient itself. Community level variables looking at the MUA. Census tract level, percent poverty, percent blacks, household median income, the MUA status, so we looked at what was the status of MUA at the time of the study, average time travel to a clinic, where did this patient live in closeness to that particular hospital. Did I say this already? Mm-hmm. Bear with me. Results, sample characteristics. 35% reported to have excellent or very good health care, versus 23% reported fair or poor health. We asked, how is your health at this time? Good, fair, poor, don't know, or no response. 79.3% had none of family members had what should be no family member with breast cancer. 40% had full-time employment, 50% were unemployed, 56% had high school education, 36% had college or more, 75.8% had public health insurance, 21% living below poverty. And this is important to me because it was self-reported to a point where we asked the questions, they responded. We didn't give them the survey, which is, to me, is different when you're collecting data and how you collect it. So we were asking the questions. Health distrust scale, mean 25.5. Patient satisfaction, mean score 71.3%. The results, 42.8% lived in poor but non-MUAs, 20.5 in affluent areas. And this is African American. We do have a lot of affluent areas in Chicago. Women live in poor and segregated neighborhoods. The mean percent black was 87.9, 32.4% blacks lived in Chicago overall in the initial MUA. Mean percent living poverty level was 30.7%. Chicago average on a whole is 27.5. So we're talking some differences here. 18.7 unemployment in Chicago overall is 12.9. The results, mean length of time, significantly was shorter for women who were navigated and those who had active control, some kind of contact, versus those who had no contact. The follow-up days were timeliness was shorter. Results, overall, 32.2% of women reported one or more delay factors affecting mammogram appointment. Individual level variables, women with college, and this is interesting, and higher education had a greater level of mistrust, medical mistrust, not community mistrust, but level mistrust, compared with women with less education. 29.2 were high school grads, 28.7 had less than high school. Unemployment was marginally associated with a higher level of distrust. Women whose care provider discussed the importance of early detection had a lower distrust. So we asked, did your doctor talk to you about mammograms? Did he talk to you about biopsies? Did he talk to you? That was in our follow-ups. Result, women living in neighborhoods with higher level of general distrust, disorganization, high poverty, crime, did not necessarily have a higher level of medical distrust, which is what we want to look at. We're looking at social capital in the next things we want to do. Now, really quick, the larger circles, here where I'm pointing, this was our navigated area. This is where our MUAs were. So the larger circles were higher level of distress, and it's right in our area. Active controls are better than passive controls. So having some kind of contact, as I said, is important. Generalized neighbor distress does not directly translate into medical distrust, two different things. The association between educational level and distrust suggests that, at least in part, the construct of distrust has to do with understanding or a general sense of critical thinking established socially in institutions. So educated women had a higher level of medical distrust. So we need to look at, why is that? Quality patient care provider relationships, including navigators, can mitigate distrust, leading to better follow-up and satisfaction. The role of navigators, community-based navigators, improve getting into the system. Clinic hospital-based navigators improve timeliness and adequacy of follow-up of care. Conclusion, further investigation, as I said, on the effects of patient navigation concerning the level of navigators' access to resources and referral on the patient outcomes. We didn't really capture the resources, which would have been interesting if we did. Future research on the effects of access to care facilities in the neighborhoods on healthcare mistrust and access to screening and follow-up care. Future research on the role of local institutions on mitigating distrust. Yes.